people's names can be interesting because sometimes they carry with them a little emotional baggage that comes with the name. For instance, think of the names of the founders of the great religions. Those founders' names still today ring with an air of mystery. Christ, Moses, Buddha, Muhammad. But the Mormons, Joseph Smith, not too impressive.
Come on, we're going to Utah. Who said so? Joe Smith. Well, I gotta go take a shit. Drop me a postcard, let me know how you like it out there.
Well, I was raised Catholic, and I'm still waiting for a new pope to choose the name Corky. Wouldn't that be fun? His Holiness Pope Corky the Ninth. I think you'd have to skip right to nine to give him a little credibility, don't you? Somehow to me, Pope Corky the First doesn't command a great deal of authority. That's because some names are inappropriate in the wrong settings. You won't find many Skylar Vanderpools blowing into a harmonica on death row. No one in need of brain surgery is breaking down the door to see Dr. Lucky Lipschitz. And I'm sure only the most devoted aficionado would pay money to see a ballet dancer named Bruno McNulty. On the other hand, you'll know that America has relaxed its hopelessly tight asshole if we ever elect a president named Booger. We got a president named Booger, Skeeter, T-Bone, Stump, or Downtown President Brown, you'll know that finally this country is relaxing and might be a comfortable place to live. In ancient times, the rulers had magnificent names. Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great. Suppose he had been a less imposing figure. Do you think they would have called him Alexander the Marginal? As it is, he had detractors, you know. People who called him Alexander the Scumbag. History has other impressive names from simpler times. Edward the Fair, Charles the Bold, Catherine the Great. These days they'd be Edward the Abuse Victim, Charles the Underachiever, and Catherine the Recovering Codependent. And let's not forget the historical figures we never hear of. Tiberius the Wanker and Lucretius the Dogfucker. Some names are embarrassing. We had a guy in my neighborhood, Michael Hunt, who called himself Mickey, because the only alternative was Mike Hunt. And, as Beretta used to say, that's the